Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Don Morris and Justina Snyder with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program. Don is the Executive Director and Justina is the Program Coordinator. Thank you, too, for joining me today. It's been about a year since I talked to you. Don, I talked to you on two separate occasions.
Yes,
Justina, you were in
true.
Here about a year ago.
Yes.
A lot has been going on with Elizabeth Ann Seton. In October, you will be having the first annual Domestic Abuse Awareness Walk in Litchfield. Has this been something that's been going on elsewhere, or is this just the first of its kind anywhere in the area?
I mean, there has been some before. When I worked in Alton, they have one there, annual walk, for the last maybe 3 or 4 years. And it's just to bring awareness. It's not a big 5K or anything extravagant like that. It's just bringing awareness to the community. We've put this together kind of just because it's our passion, for one, but also to bring awareness because a lot of people that we do talk about in the public, not necessarily the people that are dealing with it, but people in public kind of look at us like they don't understand. Well, why does she keep going back? Well, why doesn't she just leave? Well, why this or why that? Well, she was the one arrested. And just so many different questions. And that we just want to bring the education to the community on why and what it is, for one, and what, you know, some people just think bloody noses and black eyes are abuse, when actually the emotional and the mental and the financial abuse hurts worse.
Sure.
And those don't heal as quickly as bruises. And I can tell you from the time that I spoke to you last year, we did talk about bringing the domestic violence an abuse program to Litchfield. The amount of women that I see on a day-to-day basis a year ago to today, I can't even tell you the percentage of the increase of the percentage of that. So that's why I really want to bring awareness, because people are not reaching out and helping these women or men, children, anyone. You know, it's not a respect of persons by any means. So it does affect all. And what I really want to focus on right now and with this walk is the effects that it has on the children that are growing up in it. You know, on an average year, 15 million children have witnessed violence in their home at least once a year, and 7 million children live in it daily. And we're talking violence, not mom and dad arguing because someone forgot to pick up milk. We're talking about violence where people are hurt, you know, furniture's broken, things like that.
And what happens with those 15 million children is they become abusers or the victims.
Exactly.
I mean,
it essentially becomes a breeding ground.
Yeah.
Just like
we call
it
a generational curse.
Yeah. Just like any other generational curse, you know, drugs, alcohol, smoking cigarettes, you know, anything. I mean, kids grow up hating it, like, you know, growing up hating their mom and dad smoking. Half the kids will start smoking, half of them may not. It's the same thing with domestic violence. It's the same thing with alcohol, poverty. I mean, it's just a learning behavior, just like everything else. And that's what we want to do. We really believe that if we can get to the community and get to the children and teach them that that's not appropriate behavior.
Absolutely.
You know, and when children come into the office, and Dawn can testify, they may be acting unruly, but they know, they learn quickly that in our presence, that's not accepted. You know, we don't treat each other that way, this and that and what all. And a lot of kids are in different homes, dad's home, mom's home, grandma's home. And some in different, few different homes in 1 week. And you've got different rules and all
right,
of this in each home. So it's really hard for them to understand in their little minds. But anyway, so the walk, we're going to start at the First Baptist Church in Litchfield at 608 North Van Buren. And it's going to be on a Tuesday, October 17th. The registration is free. It's going to be very simple. Again, we just want to bring awareness to the community. The Litchfield Police Department has agreed to partner with us and to be a part of it, as well as the St. Francis Hospital and the church, obviously.
And Maurice's now, too.
And Maurice's, yes, is donating water. Thank
Your
you,
list
Maurice's.
Continues to grow.
It does, which
and
makes
it will.
Us so
it
happy.
Will.
It really
yeah.
does.
And WSMI.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
Yes, thank
absolutely.
You.
So it's just going to be simple. Like I said, we're going to start at the church around 5 o'clock with registration, simple registration. We'll have an opening ceremony with a prayer and just a little of a bit about what we're doing. I'll have some displays, and the moms, we're going to make some signs with just some simple statistics on them. And then we're going to walk to the hospital, and there we will set up a place to have a speaker, and we're going to have a couple survivors tell their story, and then a word from the Litchfield Police Department. And then the church has been kind enough to shuttle us back to the church with their ministry vans. So
that's
we're
nice.
Pretty excited about that, yes.
Yeah.
So weather permitting, obviously. Well, no, not weather permitting, I'm sorry. If it is rainy or too cold, we will just have it at the church.
Okay.
The pastor, or Jason Plummer, has offered to just open the sanctuary, and we would just have the prayer and the ceremony and the speakers inside. So I'm very excited about that. Short, sweet, we should be in and out of there in a couple hours and be back home. So,
absolutely.
And we picked a Tuesday evening because it's kind of a boring night. All the moms and people are busy with sports and everything. So we're really hoping to, again, make this an annual event and obviously get bigger. We will have the little purple rubber band bracelets to give away. We won't have t-shirts or anything this year. So we're pretty excited about that. And with that, we're going to launch our Brave Bags. Dawn and I came to me, I don't know, several months ago on what can we do to help these victims, you know, like when they have to leave in the middle of the night. So we came up with the Brave Bag program, and we threw a grant. And
we should mention them. That's yes. The Corwin Memorial
Fund. The
Corwin
Memorial. I can't keep all the grants straight.
That's through Bank and Trust, and
they have been wonderful.
A
huge, huge blessing to us.
They actually helped us last year to launch a couple different programs within. We can't really talk about those because those are more victims.
Mm-hmm.
But this, you know, is more public where we mm-hmm. can say thank you to the board members of Corwin.
Yes, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And the police, again, have offered to partner with us with that. So we will keep some bags at the police department for a family or two when they do have to leave in the middle of the night. We will have a bag for the parent with necessities and just overnight necessities and resources,
okay.
A list of resources. And the children, we will have, they'll each have a bag. Everyone will have a pair of socks, a little stuffed animal, color books, crayons.
I call them warm and fuzzy bags.
Yeah, warm and fuzzy bags. You know, something obviously to entertain the children while mom or dad are trying to get, you know, things squared away, because it's a very stressful.
And that's was something I was going to hit on, not to jump in there, Justina, but, you know, my mind always goes back to the little guy that mama brought him to my office. This just happened a few months ago. And she said, every day I take him to school, he cries and he's horrible at school. And the teachers can't figure it out. He's in a safe environment. And it didn't take long for just light bulbs to go off with me. And I actually removed the little guy and I said, Mom, what's going on at home? And she said, you know, she opened up and told me she was in an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, every day your little guy's going to school stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
You are dropping him off and he is not knowing what he's going to come home to because he sees that volatile situation every night. And I said, what I want you to do is I want you to reassure him every night before he goes to bed and every morning before you drop him off. And then I want you to call him halfway through the day. Do you really have to call him? Okay, but just have the teacher say to him, Mommy called. Mommy's good. Everything's okay. And she just came to me not too long ago and said, you made my life so much easier. And I'm like, no, I didn't. It was just one little thing that little guy, and thank God she's left that. She actually left the relationship because it was just a huge moment for her. And seeing how stressed out her 7-year-old son was each and every day. So even leaving stressful.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
And that's what people don't understand is those kids live that abuse life, you know, abusive life every day. So when she can get to the point where she or he are ready to go, that's very stressful for the children. So what those
bags
are,
hard, no
yes.
matter what it is,
yes.
And stressful and scary.
So those we call those just warm and fuzzy bags that the kids can just take their mind into that bag, even if it's just for a short time, we can kind of lift their spirits.
Yeah. And thank you to H&R Block as well, because they donated lots of things to put into those bags, as well as a bunch of bags.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are just, like I said, the more we talk about it, the more people get on board, and the more that we can reach out and help. One statistic.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite word.
You and a lot of other people.
I am a big statistic person.
Yeah. Stats the easiest way to go.
I love stats. Okay. So in 2014, the domestic violence homicide report in the state of Illinois was 84 deaths in the state of Illinois. Okay. In 2015, it was, I think, right at 40. And then last year, 2016, the fiscal year, was 49. So we are talking about it, and we are making a difference, because mm-hmm. that's a significant difference. difference in the numbers. But I always love to use this. Obviously, you can't see it over the air, but you can Google all of this stuff. It has the visual. I mean, those are literally people that have died in Illinois, you know, from domestic violence. That's a huge number for one state. And that, you know, again, those are just reported deaths.
And I think we should also hit on the fact here that, you know, as we say, we work with poverty-stricken, crisis-stricken women. Several of the DV situations, you would never know.
Oh, goodness.
That's all I'm going to say,
is
you would never know. So as we talk about it more openly in our community, we have several families who are coming forward and saying, you know, you would never know this about us, but this affects us every day.
Right.
This doesn't discriminate. Mm-hmm. This hits, you know, it doesn't matter. Your bank account, your title. Yes.
It doesn't matter. You can be, it happens across the board. Like I said, I've worked with victims in the past before I came to Litchfield, and I've worked with doctors. I've worked with lawyers. Yep. I've worked with same-sex relationships, you know, where, I mean, just people that will be working with people, social work, whatever. Yeah. I mean, you know, it happens across the board. It's just that they have more resources. They can go to a hotel. They can go get their own apartment. You know, so that's why you don't hear about it as often. But it's definitely, it's one in every four homes is the national statistic.
Staggering.
And
that's, like you said, that's just reported, too.
And that's just the reported ones,
And
yes.
I think of a classroom, education. Mm-hmm. I'm big on education. Mm-hmm. Think of how many little ones that affects every day.
Yes.
And I go back, you know, as she said, you know, we want to hit on the kids. That's where my heart is. As I look at a group of kids, I think stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I do,
you know,
too.
Especially when we're having some type of class or something going on and the rotten ones are acting up and you're just like, you don't know. You don't live in their, you know, their home and their shoes and have to deal. So I just think if we, it will take a lot of stress off the kids, the more awareness we bring. And that's where my heart is.
And the teachers, to know that they might need some extra loving.
Yeah. Oftentimes when you think about, you know, domestic violence or domestic abuse cases, you know, you obviously think about the victim and the perpetrator, but the kids are often half for thought.
And they're the ones that keep it inside and don't know how to make sense of it.
Yeah.
And just like the old saying goes, if mama's not happy, no one is.
Yeah.
I mean, if mama's stressed, everyone is.
Just like I always say, a mother is only as happy as her saddest child.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so it affects everyone.
Yeah.
And as we can see, you know, in children, there's more and more behaviors. There's more and more sickness. There's more and more, you know, of all of this. And I really believe from the bottom of my heart that it's because of our surroundings, because of what they're living in at home or at school or being bullied by someone on the school bus. Whatever, violence has got to stop. And the only way we can stop it is to talk about it and to help each other and not judge each other on why they're staying or why he allows this or whatever.
Sure.
It's what are we going to do to help them?
Right.
You know, my favorite saying is when someone says, well, why doesn't he just, or why doesn't she just leave? And I'm like, well, why doesn't he just stop hitting her?
Yeah.
You know, well, why don't she leave? Well, have you rented her a place to go? You know, there's just so many different reasons to why
she's
stopped.
Easier said than done.
Yeah,
amen.
Exactly.
So, and one way, as you said, you're doing this is the Domestic Abuse Awareness Walk, the first of its kind, what you hope will become an annual event.
Yes.
It's, again, October 17th, beginning at 5 at First Baptist Church in Litchfield. You said registration is free. Do people need to pre-register for that event?
No. Just show up. If you want, purple is the color because it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. That's why we picked October. So purple is the domestic violence color. So, you know, if you want to wear purple to show your support, that would be great. But no, just all we want is your name. And if you want to be contacted for further information, we'll be more than happy to take donations. But we are not charging anything. Again, we just want this to be just a community to come together, to lift each other up, to educate, and to empower each other, which is what our mission basically is. If we can make one better mom, then we make a better community.
Amen.
You know, so and that's what I want, what we want the community to embrace is that we need each other.
Right.
We need each other.
We're better together.
That's
what we say.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's October 17th at 5. Regardless of the weather, this event is going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It just depends on if the weather is acting up.
We just may not walk.
Right. So show up at First Baptist Church, regardless of the weather,
right,
in Litchfield on October 17th at 5. You said pre-registration wasn't required, but you can pre-register, or you
no
don't
need
pre-register?
To. Just show up.
Okay.
We'll start walking. Yeah, we'll have a sign-in sheet. Okay. Like I said, especially we have a number. And that, you know, phone numbers or emails or whatever for further information.
We do have an event page on Facebook.
We
probably should have said that.
Yeah,
it's called EAS Domestic Violence Walk. So any information, mm-hmm. any and all information, you can find on there if you are a Facebook user. And if not, they can always call the office.
Absolutely.
At 217-324-3270.
Again, that was Dawn Morris and Justina Snyder with the Elizabeth Ann Seton Program. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.